Let's go with music.
Many thanks to Paul number one for the past hour. And for the next is Paul number two. And a very warm welcome along to the P number two. Yes, the Paulus number two. Many thanks to Paul number one. If you're wondering who I mean by Paul number one, of course I mean the guy himself, Paul McLaren. Wonder if he's any relation to Malcolm. Well, he's just gone out to the pub, actually, so it doesn't look like I'm going to have a chance to ask him anyway. Anyway, my name's Paul number two, Paul number two being Paul Johnson for the next hour. I'm with you right the way through until 10 o'clock this evening right here on County Radio 94.4 FM, and hopefully we're also on 227 metres medium wave.
Here it comes now, the latest sound around.
Okay, much more music on County Radio right now with the sounds of Howard Jones. This is his current single on a New Year's Eve, New Year's Day just around the corner. And this is a song called What Is Love? Good question. I don't know.
Anybody love anybody anyway?
sound of Mr. Howard Jones for you. And he's asking the ultimate question, what is love? Hopefully we're going to have a lot of that in the new year. 1984, just around the corner, and it's Paul Johnson with you till 10 tonight, right here on County Radio 94.4. Let me remind you, if you'd like to give us a ring here at County, you can do so right now on the following number. The number is Dudley 212562. That's Dudley 212562. Waiting for your calls right now. Those phone lines, by the way, will be open until around about 1 o'clock in the morning. That's providing our receptionist stays awake that long. Let's go back in time right now a couple of years and recall Ultravox, Pardon Me, Visage is first it. My Mind Fading to Grey, talking of which, that happens to be the title of this song too.
Une gare isolée, une valise à ses côtés, deux yeux fixes et froids, montre de la peur lorsqu'il se tourne pour se cacher. Anglais, entend les notes d'une chanson lointaine, sortant de derrière un poster, espérant que la vie ne fût aussi longue.
That's the sound, of course, of Ultravox for you. Going back in time there, 1981 that one came out. And of course, Midgeur, of course, the guy who sort of formed Ultravox, had his finger in that pie. Anyway, it's Paul Johnson with you on this New Year's Eve, and as you can probably hear the bottles clanking in the background. Yes, we've got, I'd say plenty of booze in at the moment, in fact. Everyone's sort of clanking the bottles around all over the place. I wouldn't like to say what these people are going to be like by the time 12 midnight comes tonight. I don't think they're going to remember much about letting in the new year or anything at all.
Flashing back to yesteryear.
Okay, let's go back in time right now. A bit of Invictus Gold for you on County. From 1971. 10 years before Visage's Fade to Grey, Everything's Tuesday.
My heart was a lonely house where strangers wandered in and out. Ooh, until Tuesday. Many loves have come and gone with days running on and on like a marathon until Tuesday. Everything is Tuesday. Feeling
County Radio on a sweet Saturday, New Year's Eve. The 31st of December, the very last day of 1983. We've got 1984 exactly, about three-quarter hours away. So you haven't got long to wait, have you, before, you can get yourself stoned. In fact, most people are already doing that right at this very moment. It's County Radio on 94.4 FM. And if I just flick the switch, the record comes in. It works so much better, doesn't it? Here's the Jay Gars Band and Centrefold.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My home angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl magazine. And there's my home angel on the page.
Yes, one of my favourite records from 1982. It's almost 2 years old now, that record, you know. I can't believe it. It comes from the Jay Gars Band, one of the US of A's best-selling records of 1982. A song called Centrefold from the Jay Gars Band. Coming up to 20 minutes after nine on County Radio on this New Year's night. Hope you're having yourself a good one, by the way. And it's Paul Johnson with you. Dudley 212562. That's Dudley. Well, before that rude interruption there, but never mind about that, because we've got a full house tonight, which is the way we like it. Dudley 212562, if you'd like to give us a ring. Who have we got coming up a little bit later? Oh, yes, we've got the X1 show coming up between 10 and 11 tonight. And we've got X1 here in the studio at the moment, better known as PA, Paul Anthony, who's been doing all sorts of mad things over Christmas, including doing programmes totally paralytic, but I suppose that's nothing new anyway. He's up between 10 and 11 tonight, don't forget, on County. Then between 11 through until 1 o'clock in the morning, yes, letting the new year in style, we have for you the County Radio New Year Fling. That comes up at 11 o'clock tonight, right the way through until 1 o'clock next year. Or tomorrow morning. Sounds funny saying next year, but it is literally true, isn't it? He's Aztec Camera Oblivious.
From the mountain tops down to the sunny street, a different drum is playing a different kind of beat. It's like a mystery that
Yeah, there you go. That's the sound, of course, of Aztec Camera. Almost catching me out there, but never mind, with my trousers down. That's nothing new. that's a song called Oblivious, bringing the time to... Yes, 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, right here on County Radio.
More music!
Is what you get right here on County. Playing you some of the best hits of 1983... And one of the big hits of 83 came from the Bunch of Nanas. No, not Boy George and Culture Club. Bananarama.
Thank you. kiss the girl. Your loving strokes are fatal charms. Revenge bites back into her arms. You didn't miss the girl. You hit the girl. You hit her with a force of steel. She's wrapped around your burning wheels.
Yes, that's got to be going down well. That's probably one of the most played records on County Radio during the past year of 1983. Yes, my nominations actually for the most played records over the past 12 months on County are in the following order. The most played record, I think, to be played on County must be. Now, it's just got to be. I don't know if John Taylor's going to agree with me on this, but I know he's been listening to County Radio over the past 12 months, and I wonder if his nominations are going to be the same as mine. I reckon the most played record on County Radio, if I've heard it once, I must have heard it a million times, and I'm going to see if I can find the record out after and just see how worn out it is. I reckon it must be Malcolm McLaren's Double Dutch. What do you think?
Yeah, probably in the early days.
If I've heard Stevie Merrick play that once, as I say, I must have heard him play it a million times.
Mind you, the next one I really played to death, didn't I?
The next one? Oh, yes, you certainly did, yes. Perhaps you'd like to tell the guys and gals out there just what it is.
One of my favourites, Paul, actually.
It
Chris
is.
Rea. Yeah, I Can Hear Your Heartbeat.
Good guy. Exactly 9:30 on County, 94.4 FM, 227 metres medium wave.
I
Well, I understand that's one of JT's favourite records of the year. Am I right, John?
That's quite true, quite true. One of my favourite records.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it. In fact, it's the first time I've ever heard that track, I must admit. But on first hearing, I must admit that I'm quite impressed with it. And I'm not just saying that, by the way, either. It came out earlier this year. It's taken from the album Water Sign. Have you got that album? That's the question.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, I have. In fact, I bought it the other day. Brilliant.
A good album, is it?
Yeah, in fact, the 12-inch of that is even better because the start's a lot longer and you can fade in your jingles, you know, your special effect jingles. I'm sorting you some records out, by the way, Paul.
Oh, thank you very much, John.
What do you fancy?
I wouldn't mind anything at all, really. Anything at all.
Bit of Kate Bush here.
Absolutely fantastic. Find some of her out, yes. Some Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights, perhaps.
Got some Viola Wills. How about that?
Well, no, I think we'll lay off the violas for tonight. Good idea, don't you think?
And the Brussels sprouts.
Yes, why not? In fact, that's what I had for my Christmas lunch, actually. Brussels sprouts. Two of them, in fact. And two slices of wind as well. They're all laughing, they don't believe me. I'm not kidding, you know.
I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Where women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. I said, do you speak my language? He just smiled and gave me a Vegemite sandwich. And he said, I come from a land down under. Where people slow and men chunder. Can you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
G'day. Alright, Bruce. Sons and daughters and... Yes, they're from down under. That's Men at Work. Number one in February of this year. I think it went down as the third best-selling single, I should say. The third best-selling single in the US of A for 1983, if you saw it on Top of the Pops on Thursday evening. It's coming up to 22 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock through till 11, we've got X1 himself, Paul Anthony, coming along for you with another hour of great music. 11 till 1 o'clock in the morning, taking you into 1984. We have the County Radio New Year Fling for you. Stay tuned for that, should be fun.
Leave the bureau in the snow, catch a tram to Uncle Poe. Early evening ring around the room. Slipping by the concierge, by the bikes and up the stairs. Snap the latch and creep into the room. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke a cigarette, and listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. In the city late tonight, double feature, black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. Find the bar, avoid a fight, show your papers, be polite, walking home with nowhere else to go. You throw up your coat, pick up my note, put another copy on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke another cigarette. After dark, noise and voices from the past, across the dial from Moscow to Cologne. Interference in the night, thousand miles on either side, stations fading into the unknown. So throw up your coat, butters and toast, put another coffee on.
That's a very befitting title for a record. Comes from Mr. Tom Robinson. Earlier this year, he came back on the scene with a song called War Baby. And that's a song called Listen to the Radio. Good idea. Atmospherics. 18 before 10 on County Radio on 227 metres medium wave, 94.4 FM. Right now, tracking back a couple of years. Well, four to be precise. 1979 with Viola Wills.
Caring.
November 1979. The sound of Miss Viola Wills. Well, I hope she isn't as Viola as that record makes her out to be. Or her name, even. 15 before 10 on County. Gonna get along without you now. Hope not. Hope you can stick around until, well, at least 1 o'clock in the morning. That's if we can stick around until then. I've got 15 minutes left. We've got the X1 coming up between 10 and 11, Mr. Paul Anthony. And at 10 o'clock, I'm off to get my number 956 Buzz back home, okay?
You've got solid gold.
All the hits and more. 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 All the hits.
Right now, let's have a little bit of John Miles from his latest album called Play On. This is a song for you. That's the sound, of course, of John Miles there for you, taken from his current album called Play On, and that's a great song from him called My Song For You. It's 10 minutes before 10 on County.
Oh. The Rock, Rock Candy Mountain. The Rock, Rock Candy Mountain. Rock Candy Mountain.
Let's go back to 1969 with Lou Reed. He's gonna make you mine.
Every trick in the book, with every step that you take, everywhere that you look, just look and you'll find. I'll try to get to your soul, I'll try to get to your mind.
Seven minutes before my bus comes. I'm hoping that AJ Timmins will be driving the bus, actually, then, with a little bit of luck, anyway, because I believe that he drives some of the buses around here, so with a bit of luck, anyway, he may even knock a bit off for me. It's County Radio with Complete Insanity on a New Year's Eve. And that's Lou Christie, I'm going to make you mine, okay? Me and Paul Anthony have just been, all day actually, we've been, and over the past couple of weeks as well, because he's been over to certain other towers, UK towers he's been up to in Wolverhampton, and to make some programmes over Christmas, which didn't go out very well due to the fact that a few things blew up and crackled and popped and various other things, but amongst all the confusion and mayhem and everything else, we've been sort of testing each other on our knowledge of popular music, and in fact when records were in the charts. And it's amazing, actually, that guy, his mind, it's just one complete encyclopedia on pop music all over the years, from the mid-60s up to 1983. It's amazing. He's got so much knowledge on pop music, on exactly when a record's been in the charts. He hasn't got any room to cram any other rubbish in.
Time. go on with this useless love affair when it seems to me that you don't really care? I realize now nothing is new. Time to live my life without you.
Yes, this is the sign of the times. We've only got, it's got to be a sign of the times. We've only got 2 hours and about 3 minutes left of 1983. Then we're into George Orwell's, I believe it is, 1984. Well, I hope it's not like he portrayed it to be, anyway. Right, it's about time for me to go and run off and catch me bus, but before I do, I'm just going to test Mr. X1 Paul Anthony, who's about to take over at 10 o'clock tonight. But before he takes over, I'm going to give him the ultimate test right now. But first of all, I'm going to play this little jingle.
Flashing back to yesteryear.
Yes, it's certainly flashing back in to yesteryear. In fact, it was a hit on about two occasions. Now then, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you what the name of the record is.
Three points for the artist.
Yeah.
No points for the
you
title.
Can have, 3 points if you can get the name of the record, and 3 points if you can get the years when this record was a hit, okay? It's a record by The Who, and it's a song which is called Substitute. Now,
you speak for yourself, mate.
What I want to know is, first of all, the year and the month that this record was first a hit originally.
July 64.
No, you're wrong.
And October 1976.
Well, you're getting warm for the second one.
Oh, come off it.
You're getting
October
warm.
October 76, or is it September?
Yes, you've got it, yes. October 76, that's one. Absolutely amazing, this boy. I say
July 64, the first one.
No, you're wrong.
When was it then?
You're wrong.
1964, September.
When was it then?
October.
No, I know this because I actually did a feature on this particular year.
You mean he was born then?
No, I'm not that old, you know. Well, I don't like to admit it anyway.
Come on then, when was it?
It was, in fact, February of 1966, when it was in the charts. The
no
first
points,
time around.
Uncle Ted.
No, I'll give you 1 point for getting the second time it was a hit right.
Oh, you're so generous.
No, okay. No County Radio tea towel.
Well, we're working on it. We're working
or
on it.
Or a PA in your PM apron.
The best thing we can do at the moment, the best thing we can do at the moment is get some, you know, rags.
So much for your song search, Mr. Johnson.
Best thing we can do at the moment is get you a piece of loo roll.
Thank
all
you.
Right, second hand.
Thank you very much, thank you.
It's the best thing we can do at the moment. Anyway, I'm afraid that's it from me. PA's next, with a whole stack of lunacy through till 11. 11 till 1 in the morning, wrong fader, never mind. You can tell the bee is getting to my head now. I'll see you tomorrow on County. Take care of yourself. Happy New Year. He's The Who with Substitute.
You think we look pretty good?
Who's this bloke Paul Anthony then?
I was born with a plastic spoon in my mouth.
All day.
What did he say?
Al Jolson never used a microphone. He got there on stage, singing away, and the audience shouted, Al, we can't hear you. Get a microphone.
Candy Radio, it's 10 o'clock. Paul Anthony.